Lay that machine on this high-tech table. Seeing as how the high-tech table doesn't work. All right. I call this meeting of the Public Works, Parks, Labor, and Transportation Committee to order. This is a meeting scheduled for Monday, June 28th, 2010. The quorum present. I'd ask the members to take a look at the minutes of our prior meeting. The MinuteTrack system now generates a document that we're little by little getting used to. Kind of looks like an agenda. However, up at the top, under the committee name, it's entitled Minutes, and it lays out the referrals in a way that we're used to seeing them on a board agenda. The narrative for representing a summary of committee discussion can be as extensive as we want it to be. With respect to today's minutes, it appears on page 2 in section 2. And over time,
I'll do the motion then.
Okay. All right, so we have a motion and a second to approve the minutes. There's no further discussion.
Actually, you can't second the motion, Jose. You weren't here.
No, that's the only reason why I'm seconding it.
I'll second.
Oh, okay.
So can you second the motion if you weren't here?
Yeah, if I wasn't here, So, but Alfredo was here, so
we have a motion and a second, and all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The meeting minutes are approved as submitted. we have on our agenda another document that looks the same as
that's the minutes.
Except for the fact that on the top it's labeled agenda. We'll get used to these. We have two referrals on for discussion. The first is a Bond Act in relation to the County Clerk's Office, IT systems, and from the caption we see that it's authorized the issuance up to $975,000 in bonds for the county to finance a capital project, the replacement of the county clerk's IT system. Mr. Alvarado, of course, budget.
Yes.
Take up the financial end of this.
We did, and the subcommittee on capital projects presented on behalf of the clerk, because he had other business to attend that morning. But the clerk is here.
Very good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the substantive aspects of this legislation will now be dealt with by our county clerk, the Honorable Tim Idoni. Tim, how are you?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. I'm sorry, Mr. Alvarado. I'm glad to attend the meeting. I didn't know I had to go to both. I had gone to the 8:30 meeting with the Capital Budget Subcommittee. I'll be very, very brief. If you have questions, we'll take as many as you wish to present, obviously. We were requesting a $975,000 to basically complete the second half of a major project that was presented actually by my predecessor in 2005. The first $500,000 was the famous project whereby we went to a data enter system, which is now saving the county $700,000 a year annually in personnel costs. The other $975,000 of the $1.475 bond issue that was requested back in 2005 and 2006 is to upgrade modules that are behind the scenes, so to speak. These aren't the personnel aspects of it, but modules that will, in effect, take systems that were built in some cases before the turn of the century and in some other cases earlier, around 2000, 2002, 2004, and bring them into 21st century technology. So that they'll be able to talk to the public in a number of ways. And I'm going to let Eileen Tommy McCarthy, my first deputy, describe some of the nuts and bolts briefly, go through the five or six modules. This is paying for a lot of different smaller things, in a sense. And she has a better grasp of the details than I do, so I think I'll turn it over to you first.
Can I just get the foundation? Yeah. You're looking for a 975 to complete something that the county, the board, has already initiated and get paid $500,000 for?
The board up fronted $500,000 of the original $1.475, of which we have spent most of, and we are now saving $700,000 a year.
What is it that you're saving?
We're saving on personnel costs for the bill because we're moving documents out faster. We had 10 people that were doing data entry, nothing but data entry. Not all those people, nobody was let go, by the way. They were all taken out for attrition positions. But I believe it was six or seven of them were county clerks, grade fours and grade sixes, that were doing data entry on a daily basis. That work is now being done by title companies and attorneys through the PREP system, the property records portal.
It was nine position cuts over the last 2 years that you remember from our budget.
And so we have outside people who are actually entering in this data?
So, yes, what the customer now does is the customer has a document like this. I think this is a consolidation agreement. And so the title company used to handwrite a cover sheet that they put on these coming into our office. Now we ask that they type information in that results in a barcoded cover sheet for the document.
Okay.
It comes into our office. We want the barcode, and instead of somebody retyping all of that information, it pulls the information they've typed into our system.
That's how does it pull it off of that? Is it scanned or something? Or?
Yeah, they scan the barcode.
Okay.
The barcode kind of unlocks it. They're getting onto our system, the PREP system, and they're typing in the information and
I see.
Printing this cover
our
sheet.
Our system can read the data.
Who's checking to make sure that the information is accurate?
The examiner. So what would happen in the piece, the 2010 capital project had been 1.475. million. In 2008, the clerk was asked if we could save money somehow. We said if money was accelerated to start this project, we saw a savings here. And we built the front end, which is the customer module. So what happens now is we have an intake staffer that looks at it very quickly, makes sure signatures are there, all necessary signatures are there, basic things, and then it gets sent back to be scanned. When it then moves electronically to examination, they used to be examining from the paper, now they're examining online. So what the examiner would actually see on the screen would be the document and then the data entered, and that's what they're doing. They're verifying that the parties were indexed correctly, the amounts are correct.
Are these transactions, property transactions, homes, those kind of things?
Yes, all land records, primarily deeds, mortgages, and satisfactions.
And the examiner actually is seeing whether the information was inputted correctly.
Exactly.
Sorry.
And quite frankly, sometimes we have indexing rules that the customer, maybe hopefully would get right, but if they didn't index something exactly as we would, we might correct the indexing. We don't reject for that. We would correct that at this point. So yes, they're verifying that the information entered by the customer, it's lining up on the screen next to the document so that they can look back and forth.
We collect a fee also?
Well, state authorizes fees. Those haven't changed. We still collect the same fees we used to collect. One of the things that's happened under the system is we used to get a lot of rejections and multiple submissions would not get the taxes right or the fees correct. The computer will not let them out without having the fees being correct. So all those changes and rejections, not all, there's still one step through one time, but the mortgage tax is calculated for them, which was the most difficult thing to calculate. And the fees are calculated assuming they're inputting the data correctly.
Or we used to have multiple rejections for miscalculation of mortgage tax a day. Maybe we now have two problems a week. It's because the person did not enter the number on their document, and we've caught that.
The cash flow is way up because of that. Unfortunately, the cash isn't way up because the mortgage is down. But we're getting the money in faster and keeping it as opposed to having to return it to the customer.
So just to transition to this part of the project, so we built the front end because we could see that's where the efficiency was. Once we had the customer entering this data and sending in the documents this way, we would be able to reduce the positions, which we did. In fact, we reduced in last year's budget 4 or 5 positions in anticipation of this launching in January. And, what the clerk had projected has turned out to be the case in terms of being able to handle the workload. What we didn't do was fix the problems on the back end. So, and actually it was IT, the things that IT wanted in terms of hardware and infrastructure and the database that needed to be updated, we have not done those yet. So we've built a front end and we've built a few modules to make it more efficient in land records. So now what we're looking for is funding to complete that project as it was pitched a number of years ago. Our scanning module needs to be upgraded. We're using the same scanning module. Our what we call our publishing module, which in the end, when the document's ready to be recorded, that places the seal and the signature and takes that document and indexes it for recording, needs to be updated. The hardware and the infrastructure. the finance module. We changed the way we do business in terms of money, and we fixed it on the front end, but we're making do on the back end. In the past, we deposited fees and taxes only at the very end of the process when the document was fully recorded. Now we deposit them at the beginning of the process. And so we have a module we're working with, but certainly in terms of reporting, there are a lot of improvements that could be made to that module moving forward, and we would welcome those. The mortgage tax processor, we do a number of reports now to the state in terms of collection of mortgage tax, also to the county. Those things now we're relying heavily, we're working with IT. They run certain numbers, we put them over here. This could all be automated if we were, you know, given the funding to do that, so that that process would be handled much more quickly and accurately.
This will also set us up for hopefully next year. It would be nice if we had done this year. I proposed a bill in the state legislature for the e-recording of documents, which would mean that we wouldn't even be seeing hard copies of documents anymore. They would be scanned in by the attorney or their title company and submitted to us digitally. Looks like it's going to pass the state Senate. The governor is behind it 100%. Matter of fact, even helped us draft the bill. Unfortunately, the Assembly seems to be sitting on it. They'll probably be out of session before they get to it. But hopefully next year it will go through, and a lot of these systems will be set up to be able to start accepting those. And we talk about space, hosting being saved, processing being saved.
Is this the first county doing that, or you're following somebody else's lead?
We're the only state in the union that does not allow this to happen, which absolutely appalled me, which is why I jumped on top of this thing. And Georgia passed it last June. We are the 50th state out of 50 who does not allow it. They're the only one that doesn't allow it. And we'll be the first county to be able to take off on it because of the savings we're proposing. Huge savings. Huge savings.
Are they happy to move this item?
We have a motion to move this proposed bond act.
I'll second it.
A second. Is there any other discussion, any other questions for Tim or me? All right. And all those in favor of reporting this bond act on the floor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The good bond act is passed.
Thank you very much. We really appreciate
you. Sam, Eileen, good to see you today.
Okay, take care. Whenever we can help you out, let us know.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Clerk, thank you. And Mr. Chairman, on item 2, this item is being referred to the county executive. I'll be happy to move it. This is the normal procedure with this type of resolution, so I would definitely move this item.
And Marty's the area legislator, and he's okay with it?
Yes.
No objection.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second to move this on to the county executive's office to begin the processing. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Okay.
Well, we have one additional important piece of business.
He wants to watch this.
As for watch how quickly he answers this. We're moving into the summer, and people will be here or not. I know my schedule will have me wait for a while, and the chance that we may have to convene as a committee to handle items that might come up during the summer, especially emergency items. I'd like to have the committee designate Mr. Alvarado as vice chair of this committee to sit in my absence in case we have need to convene during the summer months.
Related.
I object.
Can we now
let's have a roll call on this. I'm afraid I'm looking for your support.
Sorry.
Sorry about that.
So we have a recommendation by me. Is there any objection to this designation?
I'll second it.
Okay. All right. All in favor?
Aye, Mr. Chairman.
All right, so we're in a position then to continue our operation, should there need be, especially
Mr. Chairman, just because you and I are jumping hoops left and right, Is Mr. Agatsky is a member of your committee also, right?
Sure.
So I would defer to Mr. Agatsky, as I do on the budget committee, in my absence to represent the committee.
Oh, God.
Just if I'm not here, dude. Because county government is due.
When does Stuart Gordon get on?
Yeah, come on. All right, let the case Marty's not able. Right. Let's go while Frank is. I'll be the last one on the poll.
Right. Susan has a piece adjourn. Of business that's important also.
Okay. Susan's got better status than me, too. I'll be six on the pecking
order. Right. Susan, why don't you go over this? I know that you've got a little chart laid out here.
I was just trying to determine people's availability during the summer for meetings. And I was wondering about, like, the first week, if people are available the first week in July and what Mondays in August.
I don't know.
We don't know. Just email us, and our staff will definitely get back to you. It's too complicated for me. And I don't even have vacations planned.
Only the wealthy have pre-planned vacations. Bill knows exactly when it's going to be away.
He doesn't even
I'll be here in July and August, not September.
The real boss at all.
Yeah.
The real boss at all.
So we'll get back to you, Susan.
You want to do this?
Yeah, no, through email. If you give us even a shot in the email, we'll
okay. What emails have you sent out so far? You've sent out a number of emails so far.
Saying, let me know what Mondays you're available in August.
Susan, you know where to send emails for me, right? People aren't catching them in my office because I won't get them here.
Okay, I've been sending them to your backup staff.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So we have a couple of possibilities.
If that first week in July.
Right. So we have the 6th, maybe the 6th, so 29th.
I don't know what Monday's
in August. He's coming back today.
We'll have to take that up with him again.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. You want your buddy.
All right. I'd entertain a motion then to adjourn.
Second.
Jose seconds it. All in favor?
Aye.
Take care, everybody.
Thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, if we keep on throwing meetings like this,
I'm
going to give you the Clinton Young title.
Brazil won 3-0.
Who were they playing?
Chile.
Oh.
Chile.
Yeah. Chile knocked out
my native country.
Now, who are you rooting for at this point?
At the end of the day, what we want is the Coke to remain in this continent. So, right now, it was little for one of these two teams because it's, But we want the Coke to remain in America. CONCACAF, which is Central Caribbean and North America. Honduras out on Friday, United States on Saturday, and Mexico yesterday. So we have no representation, so we moved to South America to represent.
All right.
And that's how we do.
Yeah. Well, we got a pretty good shot then.
Oh, yeah. Argentina and Brazil are looking great. So there you go. All right. Thanks so much, Mr. Chairman. Right. Thank you for the trust.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. Alfreda, thank you. We'll play August by ear. But,
Frida said she was not around in September. Which is
fine. Yeah, right. Because you're not in.
So I was hoping to sit down with you and lay out meetings and specific dates, but shoot, not happening.
Well, you know, we'll be able to call something anyway for the 6th, 7th, or 8th, if need be. After that, if something's really important, and your meeting notice goes out, you get Jose and three other people to come in.
Okay.
They can't come in? What are you going to do?
Alrighty, we'll just do what we can do.
Yeah. to do what you can do.
That's all they can ask.
You can do no more.
Oh, my gosh.